Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are so elated to have you here with us today. And we're really going to be diving into something that's been very present for a lot of the clients I've been working with recently. And Dan, I know for some of the clients that you've been working with as well. And this topic that is coming up right now is really around self-love and what it actually means to really embody that sense of self-love from more than just the superficial level of like taking care of yourself, but actually truly deeply loving who you are at a core level. And so in this episode, we're really going to be exploring with you different ways for you to understand what that actually means, what it looks like, how to embody that, how to embrace that, and so much more. So buckle up, enjoy, and we can't wait to dive in with y'all.
Now, this is, in my opinion, kind of a messed up subject. And I say messed up because I think that society, our culture, what we're learning in schools about self-love is messed up. I think that it is commonly misinterpreted, misunderstood, it's confused with other things. And that's what made it really hard for me when I was, especially when I was depressed and people said, like, oh, you got to love yourself. I didn't know what that meant. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't even know where to start. And it didn't seem like many people had anything very practical or applicable that I could use. So there's this constant message of like, you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. It's almost like, you know, when people's like, oh, you got to be you. And my response is like, what the fuck does that mean? Because me being me, like, doesn't seem to be working. It's sort of like, love yourself and whatever I was trying like isn't working. I have all these obstacles in the way of loving myself. And we're going to clear all that stuff up for you in this episode because it doesn't have to be that complicated. It doesn't have to be that challenging. It doesn't have to be so far away. You know, I used to think like, oh God, I'm so far away from loving myself. I have to do so many things. I have to heal this, that, and the other. I have to fix this, that, and the other. Now I have to achieve this, that, and the other. My relationships need to be this, that, and the other in order for me to feel like I'm ready to love myself. And that's just not true. You can start it today when you have the right understanding of what it is. And so that's why we're really excited to dig into this so that there's no more waiting for you. You get to love yourself starting right now.
So potent. And really what we're starting to reference and what we're starting to tap into is coming from a place, because oftentimes what you see and what you're taught is, if I do this behavior right, if I do this thing, then I get acknowledgement or love or admiration from, you know, parents or friends or whatever it is. And so from an early age, we're conditioned to believe that our lovability, our enoughness, our worthiness comes from our actions versus recognizing the deeper truth that it's a sense of who we are. And it's actually something that we're innately born with, right? And so really what we want to explore here is starting to move from the external validation of feeling like you need this, that, or the other, similar to what Dan's mentioning, to actually internalizing and recognizing your absolute worthiness, your lovability, your enoughness as you are right now and starting to expand upon that.
Now, I really want to stress what you just said here, Sophie, because I think it's one of those things that people will say that they know. Oh, I know I can't achieve my way into happiness. I know that I don't have to wait until a certain level of success before I can really love myself. But people's behaviors contradict that. The same person, and I've seen this so many times, first of all, in myself, because I used to say this stuff too, but with like all of my clients, is that, oh, no, Dan, I know. I don't need to achieve in order to do this, and I can't achieve my way into self-love. But right now, I'm not happy because I'm not earning this much. Or right now, I'm not happy because I don't have this relationship. Mm-hmm. Or that I don't have the number of clients that I want. Or I'm not living in the home that I want. I'm not happy because whatever. And it's the same thing. right? If you find yourself thinking these thoughts, that is the same exact thing as saying, I'm going to put my happiness and self-love on hold until I have an income that warrants it. Okay. And it's okay if that's how you feel right now. That's perfectly fine. I'm not saying this to make you wrong. What I'm saying is to bring up a mirror to you and say that you don't have to wait. You really don't have to. Like Sophie was saying, it's not about externals. I live in LA and there are plenty of multimillionaires who hate themselves. So clearly it's not about how much money you make or the size of your home or whatever you drive. And I see a lot of people out there with gorgeous partners and they'll put on a happy face. And when you speak to them, they hate each other and they hate themselves and it's just not working out. And it's really just because they are constantly seeking something else to validate them. They're seeking validation from their partners. They're seeking validation from their parents. They're seeking validation from their friends or from their community or from people in the same workspace or whatever. And really what it is when you can reverse that and understand that you are worthy of love, first of all, because you're alive, and you are worthy of love, not because of what you do, but because of who you are, then you can make this something that you are allowed to have, this self-love thing, anywhere you are, no matter what you do, no matter what you're achieving, or no matter how many times you've failed, no matter if you have $1 billion in the bank or you have one, that you deserve self-love because you exist. And that needs to really sink in to your world so that you can love yourself through the challenges of being an entrepreneur.
And what I want to just emphasize here again is that it's this deep sense of you internalizing the fact that this is who you are. This is the piece of you that has always been there, that has always existed. And to recognize that the more that you start to step into the internal aspect of loving who you are, the quicker that you're actually able to manifest and or create and or cultivate or call in or attract the external reality that you're wanting to create, right? Because now you're moving with the current versus against it. And what I mean when I say that, and I'm sure many of you have experienced this, when you're feeling out of alignment, right? Or you're feeling like emotionally you're not matching up with what you're experiencing or what you're wanting to cultivate. For instance, you're feeling a lot of lack in your life, right? A lot of unworthiness, a lot of like you're not deserving. And these are the emotions that are present for you. And in your external reality, you see that there's not enough money in your bank account, right? Or not enough, quote unquote. You see that you're either alone or you don't have the partner that you would like to call in, or you're finding that you don't feel as happy with what you have going on. And so every single day you're taking action from this place of feeling this lack, this fear, this scarcity, this unworthiness. And because of that, you're having to push, you're having to force, you're having to work that much harder to try to create and try to call in something that is of a different frequency than what you're currently living at. And that, my friends, it's possible. It's just going to require so much more work. So really what we want to teach you here is how to actually make this easy for yourself, and knowing that it is easy, it can be easy, it can be effortless, in the sense that you first doing the internal work, you learning how to consistently raise and increase your vibrational frequency to these emotional states of love, of joy, of abundance, of gratitude, of grace, is what will actually allow you to match the vibrational frequency of the reality that you're wanting to cultivate and call in.
So we just tapped into something that I think is really important, was we're talking about like, what is this self-love thing? And the way that I like to view it is that each one of us is tapped in and is part of, made up of the infinite cosmic consciousness that is in everything, flows through everything, and has created everything. And so this cosmic consciousness, call it the universe, call it God, call it whatever, we all have a part of that amazing energy in us. And because of that, there is no way that you can be undeserving of something. That part of you that is that cosmic consciousness, that is that universal energy, that wisdom. Think of it, if you want to call it a soul, or what you want to call it, star stuff or whatever, right? that is everything. It is a part of everything. It is connected to everything. And therefore, it cannot be, it's impossible for you to not be deserving the best in life, because you are life. You are connected to it. It is a part of you. You are a part of it. You can't be separated. So there's no way to say, okay, that person deserves abundance and love and wealth of all forms and all this stuff, but I don't. Because that implies that you're different, and you're not. None of us are really different. We're all the same. We're all different features, aspects of the same great cosmic organism, right? That just keeps on bumping into each other. It keeps on bumping into itself. So there's no possible way for anybody to deserve more or less than anyone else. And that includes you. That cosmic energy that surrounds everything is love. And so you have to tap in and realize that that's what it is. But there is a big difference, by the way, between the self-love that we're talking about and the self-love I think that is projected out or is understood by most people, which is self-love is looking at yourself and thinking that every single thing you see is the best ever, which is essentially saying that you think that you're perfect. And that's not what self-love is at all. It's closer to the idea of perfectly imperfect, knowing that because you're tapped in to the universe, to this cosmic energy, that you can't be a mistake. It's not like the batch went wrong, the recipe screwed up when it got to you, that these imperfections, the things that you might view as flaws, are actually parts of you that are there to help you become even greater, to help you evolve even more. And so the first step is accepting that it's okay to have them. Like, I had a buddy of mine who said that he can every once in a while get kind of paranoid, and he used to hate that of himself. But that's just not it. You don't have to get rid of the paranoia in order to love yourself. He says he can love himself through it. He knows that when he gets a hit of paranoia, that it's a part of him being expressed, pointing him to somewhere in his life or environment, relationships, whatever, that could be healed or evolved or expressed. And so he sees it as a part of him, and that's a beautiful part of him. It's who he is. And so he can say at the same time that he doesn't like the experience of being paranoid. He doesn't enjoy it. It's not something he looks forward to. And at the same time, he can accept it and realize that he's a beautiful creature and an amazing creation and an expression of the universe. And so he can accept it and love himself with the paranoia. And you could do the same thing with your flaws as well. You don't have to be perfect for you to love yourself.
I love this. This is really what we're wanting to expand upon, that it's this process of surrender, really, of surrendering to what is versus trying to create what you think it should be, right? Based off of whatever paradigmal beliefs that you've been exposed to over your lifetime, but instead surrendering to the fact that this is what it is, and how can I fully accept and embrace all of that in this present moment and fully become present with what is here and enjoy it. Right? Even if it's not necessarily the most exhilarating experience, right? Because there will be moments when, yes, you experience moments of sadness or of anxiety or whatever is there, and being aware of that, but also knowing that there's a gift in that, right? That there's always a gift in the shadow. And really, that's what we want you to start to experience. And so that you can start to make space for what it is you want to cultivate, and knowing that that already exists for you because it is you. It's just you choosing to see yourself in that light.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many things in my world now that I used to hate, that I used to see as flaws, and they're still there. They haven't changed. You know, when I was a kid, I used to hate being called a weirdo. And people saying I'm weird, it hurt so much because all I wanted to do was fit in. Because I saw all the flaws, all the things that made me different as bad. I didn't appreciate them. I didn't accept them. And so they were bad because that's how I felt about them. So that's how they manifested in my life. So I felt that all these things that I was born in Israel, raised in New Jersey. So I felt like an outcast my entire life, that I, you know, had suffered from depression from nearly all of my life, that my interests and all of the ways that I express myself are totally different than everybody else's. All these things are still there. In fact, if there's anything that happened, they intensified. If there's anything, I am weirder now than I've ever been in my entire life. I am so different from everybody now. The only difference is I've learned self-love. I've learned to accept those parts of me. I've learned that these can actually be amazing parts. Now I have a business that's formed around it. Now I make more money than I ever have because of this, because I've simply learned to love myself through it. And so these flaws that I used to see are now my strengths. And again, I want to stress it. Nothing has changed except for my ability to accept my flaws, that they exist and that I am perfectly imperfect and I'm a beautiful creature despite these things. And then it evolved into, you know what? I actually really deeply appreciate these things. And now I'm teaching other people how to have these things. Like, people are coming to me like, teach me how to be a weirdo like you. Like, yes, let's do this. Right? And so you can have that same evolution. These flaws that you see in the mirror every day could be your greatest strengths. Like Sophie said, there are gifts in the shadows. What if, just for a second, what if the things that you currently see as your biggest flaws could easily evolve into giving you your greatest strengths, into being the story that lights a fire in your audience, that helps you evolve into a truly powerful version of yourself that is so powerful that you change the people you interact with because of the flaws that you see right now? Just play with that for a moment in your mind. And you might not be able to see it directly in terms of how do you get from one to the other, but let's just see, what if that future, let's just say that it's possible. Feel into that. See yourself there. Play with it as if it's a dream. And then get to know that feeling, because I guarantee you that future is possible for you when you move through self-love. Mm.
And I want to address this because it's very present when clients are starting to explore this, right? They're starting to explore these different aspects of themselves that maybe they haven't yet learned how to embrace or how to love. And oftentimes what comes up are these emotions of anger. We're angry that this is the way things are, that we're not where we want to be, or there's fear around moving into it. Or there's fear around accepting it. And really what I want to touch on here is when you're experiencing these emotions like anger, like fear, it's usually more of the, how do I say this? It's the fruit of what's really going on, but it's not the root. And so these other emotions are actually coming up because there is resistance to what is. So when you're feeling anger, what is it that you're not in congruency with, or that you're not willing to receive or accept or surrender to? And if you were to choose to soften into your anger, right, instead of projecting outwards, to start to really dive in, what oftentimes you'll find is there's a sense of sadness there, or there's a sense of some sort of discongruency where there's a part of you that's wanting to be seen to it. That's when you start to actually become a match, because you're no longer fighting what is, you're no longer living in resistance, but you're living in flow. You're living in a state where, oh, okay, this is who I am. This is the way I am. Similar to what Dan's talking about. Instead of being angry or frustrated with who you are, why you are, or how life has been, you surrender to it and you love it and you accept it and you embrace it. And from that, you're no longer fighting with yourself, but instead you're in flow with life and with just this way that everything has been so perfectly and divinely designed for you.
And remember, having something perfectly designed for you doesn't mean it's always going to feel immediately amazing, because we are myopic. We don't see what's going to happen. Like my buddy who is experiencing these bouts of paranoia, who knows? That paranoia could lead him to having thoughts or developing connections or exploring something in himself that creates another boom in his life. In any area of life, health, relationships, business, whatever. But if he just looks at, oh no, paranoia is bad, I'm going to resist this, I'm not going to accept that this is a part of me, then he wouldn't open himself up to those beautiful gifts that are heading his way. So for you to realize that there is a beautiful plan in front of you. It's not always going to be easy, no bumps on the road, no challenges, no struggles, and that's what a divine plan is. In fact, it's probably the opposite, right? It's probably going to be a lot harder than you think. It's going to be full of bumps on the road. It's going to be full of hurdles and challenges and struggles. Why? Because that's what life really is. That's where the joy of life is. And that's why a lot of times, that's where your quote unquote flaws can mutate into your strengths, right? And they can evolve and you can see just how amazing those flaws can really be. But you're probably going to see it after the fact in terms of really say, oh, this is how it helped me. This is actually where it worked out. But the beautiful thing is, if you know that it's going to happen after the fact, then you can just assume that it'll happen after the fact and just assume that it's going to be. So you can assume it now, right? If you know, it's sort of like, you know, people saying like, hey, you know, in 5 years, none of this shit will matter. Well, here's the thing. If you really know that in 5 years, you're going to look at today's challenges and you're going to laugh at them, start laughing now. You don't even need to know what you're laughing at. It's not important. The important thing is that you're taking things even lighter. You're accepting them. You're flowing with them. You're loving yourself through them. And you're realizing that you can honor yourself at any time in this process. It doesn't need to be easy. It doesn't need to be given to you. It doesn't need to feel like a miracle in order for you to really honor yourself. Now, honoring yourself, I use that in the sense of self-love in action. So self-love, in my definitions, is what you feel. Honoring is the action behind it. And it's how you show up. It's what you do as a result of the self-love that you feel. And by the way, this is also very different than selfishness. Let's be very clear about this, because a lot of people will think that, hey, if I truly love myself, I truly honor myself, that means I'm going to have to pay a lot more attention to myself. And that's going to be selfish. I have a family. I have people to think about. I have a business, whatever. All these excuses that can come up, right? But that is just totally bogus, because everything that you do comes from the way that you honor yourself. And the success that you experience comes from the ways that you honor yourself. And so the way that you show up, right? That's actually how you can devote even more energy to other people. It's just like when Sophie was saying the sort of more surfacey level is self-care. Well, if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of other people? You won't have the energy to, right? So if you don't honor yourself, how will you have the energy? How will you have the space to honor someone else in the way that you want to and the way that they deserve, right? So actually, self-love is the exact opposite of selfishness. It is giving you the comfort, the safety, the space, the strength to show up and give other people and serve other people, to honor other people. And so giving some time, some money, some space, some thought to how to honor yourself, really show up and show yourself that you love yourself, put it into practice, is the exact opposite of selfishness.
I want to just emphasize this because it's such an important concept that I think is so easily misconstrued, right? Especially for those coaches out there that have all the tools in their toolbox to go ahead and get themselves to change their state, right? Or not feel what you're feeling. The more that you can learn to embrace your lows as much as you love your highs, just what Dan's talking about here, when you can start to see these experiences, the depth of them, and recognize that they're actually here to evolve you, to help you expand and step into this higher version of yourself, you can start to really embrace them with more joy, recognizing that there's such a gift in this. There's such profanity in the fact that you're evolving through this process, and these lows are what are going to propel you to a level that you've never yet been to before. And so the more that you can start to see that, just like Dan is saying, in just knowing that these moments, even the moments that aren't so, let's say, fun, right, aren't the socialized interpretation of like fantastic, and start to see them and recognize them and say, okay, there's a gift in this. This is evolving me. This is helping me expand. This is helping me shift into that next level. How can I nourish and embrace this and love myself through it and honor what it is I need right now? And what I'll share with all of you in this piece, especially for myself personally over the last 6 months, it's been this process of healing this adrenal fatigue, and my body has been burning out from pushing too hard for too long and neglecting that self-care, right? Because there's always more to get done. There's always more to do. What's been interesting is the more that I've actually slowed down and sat with my feelings and allowed myself to fully, what I call emotionally detox, meaning fully expressing and releasing whatever's present and starting to move through those emotions, starting to feel them, starting to actually take the time to nurture me, to do the journaling, to do the meditation, to just be in my own essence. It's incredible how quickly everything else in my external reality has shifted with that. Meaning things are happening in such crazy synchronistic ways, and I'm doing so much less because the effort that I have to put in is amplified because I'm operating from an amplified emotional state. When I'm operating from this place of really, truly, fully embodying and knowing what is intuitively right, what is instinctively needs to be done, I only have to do those specific things, and anything else that's not in congruency or not in alignment with that, it falls away. So instead of spending your time and energy trying to force things, trying to make things happen, trying to do all of these things that don't really support you in the direction you're wanting to grow to, you can spend that time nurturing yourself, taking care of yourself, really honoring and loving yourself, like Dan has mentioned, getting yourself in this high vibrational state, and then taking aligned strategic action from that place that allows you to amplify and enhance what you're actually able to create from that, because it's so much more potent.
Absolutely love that. And I mean, like, look, this is essentially how I built my entire business. I don't know why I have not become a manifestation coach yet. I feel like that's going to be down the road a little bit, because I created an entire business off of loving the shit out of myself. Really, before recording this, I was telling Sophie how, like, I don't really do anything. I like only serve my clients. Like, I don't really do much marketing. I don't really do like advertising or anything like that. I consistently work on self-love to the point that I'm aligned with my goals. I resonate with the energy that I want to bring in. And clients come out of nowhere, like all the time. Like, as we're recording this, this month might be the month in which I've worked the least. I've worked less than half of the month so far. I keep on taking days, or like, you know, 2 days at a time, just off, just to go do other things that make me feel amazing. And I'm going to earn more than I ever have, like a lot more. So this is possible. So let's bring this down to a little bit more practical of a level. So when I refer to self-love and how to improve your self-love or work on self-love or honor yourself, what I'm talking about is activities that allow you to either increase the amount that you accept yourself, see your true value, or increase the value that you see within yourself, increase your deservedness, so your worthiness, to either fully embrace that you are worth having everything that you want in your life, or at least increase the amount you feel you deserve and that you're worthy of, and how that shows up. And so any activity that allows you to even make a step forward in these areas will not only improve your self-love, your experience of yourself, but also be immediately translatable to your business. Like when you're hopping on an enrollment call, a sales call with someone else, if self-love isn't there, if you don't honor yourself, that means that you don't see your true value, or you don't believe that you deserve what you really want, or you don't think that you're worth having it, then you're either not going to close the sale, you won't enroll your client, which is a shame for your client as well, because they're missing out on your amazing services. But also, you may undercut yourself. Maybe you won't charge as much as you should be, which, by the way, is not just your issue. It is your client's issue as well, because the more skin they put into the game, the better the results are that they're going to get. So when you undercut yourself because you don't have the self-love to support you charging what you really are worth, not only are you hurting your business, but you're hurting your client. It's a lose-lose. But when you love yourself enough to say, these are my rates, and I know that they're expensive, or I know they are what they are, but they're worth it because I'm worth it and you're worth it. And I would never do you the crime of charging you less of reducing the value that you get from this. When you stand in that self-love and you really honor yourself, then you're going to have the strength probably to raise your rates, right? And show up even more powerfully and realize that you don't have to be perfect in order to have a beautiful business. You don't have to be perfect in order to be a coach. Look, I'm a life coach. I have tons of problems. I got challenges up the wazoo. I'm frustrated almost every single day by something, but I love the shit out of it. And I love the process and I love myself. So I show up every single day and I show up for my clients every single day. And when they ask me why I'm so expensive and working with me is expensive, it's because I'm worth it. And so are they. And my rates are going to go up really soon for the same reasons. And because that when we get online, I have so much love for me that I can spill it onto you. We can form an amazing team, and that's where beautiful results come from. But that's also where income and testimonials and referrals come from. So you see how honoring yourself can actually be translated very quickly into a stunning career.
Oh, so good. And just to touch on this as well, from that practical standpoint, having worked with over 100 different women just in this last year alone in growing and scaling their businesses to multiple six figures, and some of them have even been on track to hit seven figures in this year, the strategy, the systems, the frameworks, the structure is always the same. But what's interesting is the results that differ between the clients. And the biggest determining factor that I have seen after working with so many different women in so many different industries with so many different audiences and so many different niches is always the same. It's their ability and their willingness to show up and to honor and love themselves and to be with themselves through the process. And the more that you feel in alignment and integrity and fully embodied in all that you are, not being this perfect image, but embracing yourself in wholeness and your divine wholeness, that is what allows you to amplify what these systems, these strategies, these frameworks are there to give you. And that is how you really take who you are, just like Dan is talking about, and turn it into something amazing, something incredibly profitable, something that allows you to increase not just your income, because I mean, that's freaking fantastic, but the feedback that I always get when my clients start soaring past these multiple six-figure months, and some of them that are even on track to hit seven figures, is how they feel in their body, is how they feel in their life, constantly living in a state of flow and abundance, even when things aren't perfect. And that is where real self-love kicks in. And that is you embodying and embracing your self-love, which will then create and cultivate that in your external reality, especially in your business. So if you have the systems and the strategy and the structure already, it's time to start getting into deeper inner work and learning how to really love and embody your higher self, who you really be, and accept all of it in your wholeness and your divinity.
So I've got actually two tasks for you for this episode. I normally give you one, but this topic is so freaking big and it's so important. And I really want you to start making progress on this and growing with it, because I want to see your whole world pop off with this. And it is a lifelong thing, because you will always improve in self-love and you're always going to find different ways to expand and grow in it. So task number one is I want you to sit down and write a list of all of your flaws on one side of the paper. So you're going to divide it in half and one side is going to be flaws and you're going to write them down. And then after you're done writing all of them down, you're going to label the other half. You can either write benefits, you can write evolution, you can write learnings, lessons. And what you're going to do is you're really going to stretch your mind and you're going to look at all your flaws and you're going to write down as many different ways that this each flaw, that each one could eventually turn out to be a strength. Or you could ask yourself, how could this flaw show up in my life to teach me something? What could this be pushing me to learn that's beneficial for me? What could this be pushing me to accept or embrace or love that is beneficial for me? And you're going to empty out and push yourself to get really creative. And when you're thinking about how could this become a strength, you don't need to know how. Forget about the middleman and how you're going to get from point A to point B. Just think of point A as the flaw, point B as like the success in the flaw, the gift in the flaw. And you're going to write all of them down for every single one of those flaws. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look at that list. Beautify the list, make a poster, whatever, put it on your phone. But I want you to look at that list regularly until your mind starts associating the gift with the flaw and then simply assumes that they're the same, that your flaws are your gifts, that your flaws are your strengths, that there is no process to move from one to the other. They simply are the same. So that's one. The other task, you're going to start increasing the amount that you deserve. Start off with where you're at. I'm going to explain this in terms of money, but you could do this in terms of relationship. You could do this in terms of health. You could turn this in terms of anything. So you're going to write down what you feel you deserve now. So let's say you feel like you deserve six figures. Let's say 100 grand. And that's a comfortable thing for you. And if I said, hey, do you deserve 200 grand? Your mind goes, nope. Okay, well, what about 150? Your mind goes, nope. 125? Nope. 120. Okay. So then get used to 120 and come up with all the reasons you deserve 120. All of them. All the reasons why you deserve $120,000. And get really used to it. Review that list regularly every day for a little bit so you get really comfortable with it. And then notch it up. Maybe it's $120,100. And write all the list of why you deserve that. And then notch it up a little bit. 120,000 and 200, 120,000 and 300, and just creep your way up bit by bit, writing all the reasons why you deserve it and waiting, you know, reviewing the list over and over and over until you're really comfortable, waiting until you're really comfortable with that amount, and then notch it up a little bit and keep on going until eventually you look at your list and you're thinking, why do I deserve $10 billion, $100 million? Right? And you're like, well, here are all the reasons why I deserve all of that. Why do you deserve the best in life? Because you do. I promise you, you do. And you just need to see that. And when we try big jumps, these big leaps, it can get a little challenging. If you're going from, oh, I deserve $100,000 to I deserve $1 million, it might be too much for the mind. But if you baby step it, then you'll eventually get there. And the more you believe you deserve, the more you'll have. And when you start seeing that you can manifest these beautiful synchronicities and opportunities and possibilities simply because you know that you deserve them, your life is going to be forever changed and you'll never be able to go back.
Really, really tune in this week, guys. Really just give yourself permission and create the space to explore this work, to really love yourself. Truly, doing this practice is you loving yourself. So honor yourself in that way and share with us. Tag us on Instagram, on Facebook. We love, love, love hearing your stories. Gosh, I think we got a message last week from somebody and I just about cried reading it. And just know that again, you doing this work, it is where the juice is in life. It is where the magic happens. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to connect with us, to tune in, and for honoring yourself, truly. We appreciate and we acknowledge you for doing the work. So thank you so much, sending you each so much love, and we will see you all on the next episode.
Oh, and also, if you really enjoyed this episode, share this out and leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know that you loved it. Share it with the people that you care about. Spread the love. Work on this with each other. And like Sophie said, let us know. These messages, people have been hitting us up on Facebook and Instagram and telling us just how they've changed their lives in the most amazing ways. And not just small ways, guys. There were a couple people who hit us up who have, because of this podcast, quit their day jobs to follow their dreams, to create their own businesses, to make the changes that they've always been wanting to do, but never felt the strength or never felt the deservedness or worth to do it. And now they do. And now they're living their dreams. Let us know if you've had shifts. We love these stories. It feeds us, it nourishes our souls, and it lets us know that you know, we're doing the right thing for you. So please, please, please hit us up. We love it all. So until the next episode, guys, get into that self-love. Love the hell out of yourself, and we'll see you next time.